Good morning. It's Thursday, 31st of December. Our first reading for the day is Job 41 and 42. I'm going to read to you from Brother Lou Sargent. I read. Job is humbled and no longer willing to contend with God. In the second phase of the reply, God's moral government of the world is illustrated in his power over the mighty beasts, Behemoth and Leviathan, the sons of pride who typify the arrogance of man. Job is asked, "Hast thou an arm like God?" Ironically, he is challenged to clothe himself with majesty and overturn the proud. If he cannot tame the hippopotamus and the alligator, he is unlikely to accomplish the greater task. Thus Job is brought to acknowledge that no purpose of God can be restrained. He has uttered things too wonderful for him that he knew not, and he applies to himself the opening words of the voice from the whirlwind. Who is this that hideth counsel without knowledge? Now that he has come to a true knowledge of God, mine eye seeth thee. It brings an awareness of his own imperfection, but that awareness provides the ground of reconciliation so that he may indeed see God on his side. And so the repentant Job is accepted, and he is granted what C.C. Walker beautifully called the sweet revenge of offering sacrifice on behalf of the three friends. In spite of his wild words, with implications which he had not fully recognised, Job's honesty was less dishonouring to God than his three friends' whitewashing of hard facts. And there was in him that deep core of enduring faith in God for his own sake, which made spiritual education possible. Pride in his own integrity had led Job to traduce God, and pride had to be broken down, first by the arguments of Elihu, and then by the demonstration of divine wisdom. Job's restoration shows the pity and tender mercy of the Lord, and his renewed happiness and prosperity illustrate in the only way possible within the compass of the narrative that God does not wilfully afflict. Job has never asked for the return of his wealth, but for God not to treat him as an enemy. Now, when with spirit humbled, Job worships God for what he is in himself, the cynic's query in the prologue is disposed of finally and utterly. Elihu is not mentioned in the epilogue, because he merits no rebuke and is not, like Job and the friends, in need of reconciliation. The adversary does not appear because he has no place there. He has served his turn, and he is of those who into smoke shall consume away. As an angel, if that were conceivable, he might have needed to admit his refutation. As a mere man, he has no place in the joys in the end. Yet in a sense he is present in the persons of the three friends. But now they appear no longer as accusers, but as suppliants. The adversary in them has vanished in their submission. And in that there is an exhortation for us all, that we should submit to the knowledge, the wisdom, the power and the majesty of Almighty God. So 2020 comes to an end. It has not been easy. Let us all hope and above all pray that the new year will bring the coming of the King. Thank you for listening to me.